Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
A Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I am your host, Abby, and I am here with my other host.
I am Bree. What was that
accent? What if someone was like, I'm going to try this podcast for the first time, and this is what they hear?
Weird choice to choose this one.
I mean, it's a good episode.
Well, if they are listening for the first time, you can find us at...
Where?
If you want to co-host the podcast, you can find us... You should be a patron first, and you can find us at www.patreon.com/theoncallroom. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. It's also in the show notes.
Yeah, and you can also find us on Instagram at theoncallroompod. Basically, we are starting, we haven't said this in a while, but if this is your first episode, we started about 2 years ago at the beginning of Grey's Anatomy, and we're going through episode by episode, dissecting and deep diving on our favorite characters and storylines.
We do have spoiler alerts.
Yeah. Well,
we do have spoilers.
This is your spoiler alert. Yeah. Yeah. We say things from all 15 seasons or however the fuck many there are now. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know that Derek dies.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So on that note, I have to say that this is my last time recording in my 20s.
Oh my God, I thought you were quitting the podcast. I'm not kidding. I thought you were going to say this is my last time recording.
Okay, if I will, do you ever quit? I'm going to do it live.
Oh my God, no.
Not live, but
what if my response is like, cool. Like,
I want to get
if I'm
your...
like super chill about it?
Well, then I'll know you're lying. And also, then it'll be fun for me to do.
Yeah. So last in your 20s.
Yeah.
So you will be turning 35.
45. Turning 30.
Turning 30 in 2 days.
In 2 days.
What are you going to do?
I'm getting a facial thanks to you and two other lovely girlfriends. I was going to get one anyways, but now I don't have to pay for it, which makes it so much better.
It is 1,000 times better not having to pay for shit.
Yeah, and I'm going to wear that cheetah print headband you got me like on the way there because I'm going to want my hair up.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, it's going to be so good. So I'm doing that. And then one of my best friends who has been on the podcast before, Wynn, is flying in. So I'll be picking him up from the airport.
When does he get in?
3:15.
On what day?
On my birthday.
Oh, on your actual birthday.
And then he wants to work out, which will be good. So I said I'd go. It's whatever.
What?
We're going to work out. And then I want to go out to dinner somewhere.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's the plan. And then I have a big, giant group of my friends, which are all from random groups, all getting together on Friday and Saturday.
Sounds like a blast. I wish I could be there. Wish I was invited.
Hey, honestly, you owe me ghosting a couple birthdays because... There's been a couple of yours I haven't been able to go to.
Oh, right. I thought you were saying, like, I need to be at yours because no, I've ghosted yours. I was like, I don't think that's true.
It's the other way around, yeah. Actually.
Yeah, listeners, Abby wasn't at this past birthday of mine.
It's not my fault people
or
keep
the
getting
birthday
married.
Before. No, she was at the birthday before. We went roller skating.
Should I turn down weddings on that weekend, probably?
Obviously, it's my birthday weekend.
Okay. I will.
Wow, that was easy.
You just got to tell me a year in advance. No one get married. Yeah.
So how are you feeling about it?
My screen is very bright. Let me move this. I actually feel fine. It's more like I'm not dreading my 30s. I'm just sad to leave my 20s. Is that such a thing?
I think so.
It's not like I don't care like...
It's not like, oh my God, I'm 30. I'm old.
Right. It's not that. It's just like my 20s were really great and I'm really sad they're over. Yeah. I could use 5 more years.
Yeah.
Honestly, like before you have to start doing life things that happen at 8. Not have to.
But just, they do.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like it's all going by so fast?
Fucking fast.
Really fast. Like it's speeding up.
It should slow down.
It doesn't, though. It does the opposite of Benjamin Button.
Do you remember how long a school year seemed in elementary school?
Lifetimes.
Yeah. Like, I remember saying, like, 14 days till Christmas break. And those 14 days were so long.
I know.
And now I'm like, what? Christmas happened? When? Where was I?
Yeah, that's crazy that Christmas happened.
Yeah, like, we're in March.
Yeah. But also, I will say, today as a Monday lasted 4 years. This Monday was the longest Monday of my life.
I feel bad for people who have jobs where they go to an office.
Yeah.
Because that would be rough. But because I love Mondays.
Well, because it's like your weekend.
No, because Mondays I just get my stuff in order. And I like feeling like everything is in order.
Yeah.
So, like, I usually wake up earlier. Like, today I did all my emails before I went and worked. Like, I have, like, a really good schedule on Mondays.
Mm. How nice.
I know. I did have structure and I did things, but I also had a moment. It was also at my own choosing.
Right.
And that's the difference.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I mean, it's not.
Had to come here, though. It's fucking Monday. It's
fucking Monday shit recording.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was one of your favorite moments in your 20s? out of these 9 years. any moment
I feel
you were
like
with
I
me?
Don't remember the first eight.
Yeah, no, they didn't happen.
I mean, turning 21 was not fun. Like, my 21st birthday. But, like, that whole era of, like, being able to go to bars.
Finally, yeah.
Yeah, and stuff was really fun. Oh, it's crazy. Okay, so in your 20s, at least for me, I graduated college.
Mm-hmm.
I moved to Wisconsin for a year. I moved back from Wisconsin. I lived with my parents for a year. Jake and I moved in together. We got engaged. We got McCoy. We got married.
You started a business.
I started my business this year. This year. I've been doing it for a whole year. No, actually, it's been 8 years, which is crazy. And so, like, quit my other job. Started this. Bought a house.
Started a podcast.
Started a podcast 2 years in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's been good.
What more
can I accomplish except a spawn, and I'm not ready to do that yet.
But what's your favorite? Starting the podcast?
Good. For sure, starting the podcast.
It was more important than getting married, I think.
Oh, 1,000%. I will say one of the best things I ever did was that first solo trip to New York when I went to see shows.
Yeah.
Because I'd never been to Broadway before, and that was like really...
That was pretty recently.
It was 2 years ago.
But, like, your later 20s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was,
like, your late 20s. Yeah.
But that was still, if I think about, like, what was... I was, like, walking through the streets and having one of those moments where I'm like, whoa, I'm, like, alone in New York City.
I think it's encouraging to hear you say that because I, like, get scared that, like...
My wedding was
that you get married or something and you can't still experience things alone, like travel alone or something.
It was the best.
But, like, does your spouse get mad that you... Well, you had, like, a reason to
be
there.
I don't think he would have... Well, he did go to New York with me the second time, so I brought him along.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's... We do... Like, it is hard when we don't travel together all the time because, like, how often do you want to hear about someone else's trip when you were working? And, like... Yeah. But that one was just... I went to go see Ben Platt. Like, I had, like, a mission.
Yeah.
And it was such, like, on a whim, too. And then I met Jason Mraz, which was on... Like, it was just, like, a really magical culmination of things. But, no, it I don't know. We travel well together, but I do have the freedom. I travel too much. So, like, I think that's why I get to do it alone sometimes.
Yeah.
If I took, like, one trip a year, it would be hard to justify. Like, you can't come.
Yeah. Like... One of the trips we're taking together this year, maybe.
That is going to be a perfect wedding. You know, ring in
really,
the 30s.
You know what's really sad is I was like, maybe that will be your favorite part of your 20s, is going to Cabo, but you'll be 30 by then.
Shh, but we won't tell anyone.
No, nobody has to
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Do I forget? So I'm 28 when we go to Cabo, okay?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I don't want to be like your older sister.
Yeah.
Not there's anything wrong with that, older sisters, but like, I don't want to be like your chaperone.
You're not my chaperone.
I'm just going to look over at you while I'm shooting the wedding and you're on a beach chair. Wasted.
Floating in the pool.
Yeah. And I'm
or like falling into the pool.
And then I'm going to be like, you can't come to the wedding.
I'm going to be like, it's fine. I'm going to fucking go anyway.
I'm so looking forward to that.
I feel like we haven't talked about Cabo in a while. So it had to be brought up.
Yeah, like I forget it's happening.
So do I sometimes.
It's something that you and I have always talked about.
Like, and now we're actually
like
doing
an all-inclusive.
Yeah.
My only regret is we're not going for 2 weeks. Like, I know that's not possible.
Yeah, but that is my regret, too. Yes. Yeah, that we were going for, 2 weeks.
Yeah. I've never flown with you.
Do you think you'd be really bored after 2 weeks?
No. I mean, maybe. I would probably miss things about home, but, like, give me a good book.
It would be okay.
Yeah. We've never flown together.
No.
Or traveled together. Really, have we?
No.
Have we gone anywhere? No. Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm just a little afraid that you're going to be like, this is what we do and this is because you travel all the time.
Well, once we get there, it's whatever. But I will be, I will say that in airports, like, I'm helpful. Like, I, like.
Okay. No, what does that mean?
Like, because, like, I, you won't ever have to, like, need to wonder how, like, I'll have your ticket because I, like, it's, and I bought it, but it's on my phone. I have TSA pre-check, so, like, you'll get to go through that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but I think it'll be very easy, and I think it'll be fun. I expect us to get a drink in the airport.
Oh, good.
As okay. One does.
Yeah.
I'm not regimented.
I that's the only thing I'm nervous about is, like, your Enneagram one, like, we will.
I'm efficient. I know what to wear now so that, like, you're comfortable and you do this. And yeah. I have, like, my carry-on that's all set. So it's, like, more for me. It won't really affect you.
Yeah. Hopefully I don't put my face on a scanner.
Wait, where's that from?
You don't remember this story, how I put my face on a scanner at an airport?
Wait, what did they say again?
They said face down and they put my ticket on my phone. And so I put my face on a scanner.
If that happens, I will laugh so hard.
Yeah, the TSA lady died laughing. Yeah. She was like, what are you doing? I was like, you told me to put my face down. I don't know. I thought they had, like, facial scan recognition. I don't know what I'm doing. And then I, like, ran away.
They chased you down.
I didn't get to get on the plane.
No, I think...
Then she was like, you'd be surprised how many people do that. I was like, bitch, change how you say it then. She tallied, like, got another one.
No, I actually really like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to wear my sweatpants.
Yeah.
First thing, we put our bags on and put on our suits and we get down there in the hot tub.
You meant like our business suits. First thing we do is we put on our business suits.
I'm so excited. It'd be a different thing if, like when I brought... When I'm, like, in New York and I end up being the person that has to GPS where we're walking, I get stressed out. But all-inclusive?
Yeah.
We are on our own. Whatever you want to do. Like, if you want to go walk on the beach, I'm going to read Harry Potter.
See ya. Bye. Yeah. Cool.
If you are reading Harry Potter, though, I will be like, what part are you at?
I know you're going to do that. And I'm like...
I won't. If you don't want me to, I won't. I will wait for an open invitation for you to discuss it. I will because it means a lot to me.
I'm like almost done. Well, no, I have I'm more than halfway through the third book. Mm-hmm. So I'm like towards the end part of it.
The fourth one is my favorite. So okay.
Fourth movie is my favorite.
Yeah, and it really gets adult-like versus like,
yeah.
We're 12-year-olds. So. Okay. But yeah, no, if you don't want to talk about it, I will wait until spoken to.
Wow.
It really means a lot to me, and I don't want to overbear you with my, like, excitement, enthusiasm.
That I'm reading it?
Yeah.
I got to figure out I got to figure out how to take these books or whatever, because I don't want to, like, take the actual books.
And yeah, you were
like,
I
will
big.
But you were like, I will pack them myself for you.
Oh, yeah, I did say that.
But no, I'll probably just put them on a Kindle of some sort.
Yeah, you should just buy whatever one you're on, or I'll buy it for you. As a gift.
Perfect. Great.
It's really cool. If I traveled more, they have, like, for people who travel like Monday through Thursday every week in airports, at the bookstores now, they have this thing where you grab a book and you pay for it, but then you can exchange it the next time you're at it.
Oh, that's cool.
So, like, you just keep getting a new book.
That's really nice.
I know. I like that.
And then recycle.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they resell it, or is it just those certain types that are used ones that you can?
I don't know how it works, actually.
Hmm.
Maybe you just pay like a $1 fee or something, you know, like, but...
But then you can't, like, sell that book as, like, a brand new book to any,
yeah,
to
I wonder
just
how,
anyone.
I wonder how that works.
Yeah.
But I love airport bookstores.
They're so expensive.
But I just like looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
I take pictures of the books that are interesting to me, and then I buy them on my Kindle later.
Oh, that's smart.
Mm-hmm. It's my favorite thing to do. Oh, and I love airport wine, even though it's, like, $17.
Great. I love having a drink on the
plane. On the plane. Mm-hmm. See, I don't, because my ankles get really swollen.
When you have a drink on the plane?
Like, I get really dehydrated and swollen in airplanes.
Oh. I like drinking on planes.
You'll find me chugging a water bottle about an hour and a half prior to departure so that I can pee it all out before I get, and then when I get on the plane, I go pee before it even, like, when everyone's finding their seats. It's a pain in the ass because I have to, like, crawl over people.
Yeah.
But I do that because if I don't, if I sit down, it's like a 40 minutes before you go anywhere. And then until you get up to elevation, and I'll be like about to pee my pants.
You've really figured it out.
I've tried.
Okay, so do you have like one last little thing you want to say about your 20s? Like, do you have any, do you want to say goodbye to anything?
That makes me really sad. I don't think I'm emotionally, this is a sad, well.
This is a sad episode.
I don't think I'm ready.
Okay. That's all right. You don't have to be ready. And you don't have to say goodbye to anything.
I think I just
do you want to say hello to anything?
Hello to my 30s. Yeah. I would just like it to slow down a little bit.
It won't.
I'm excited for the, like, every year I've gotten older, I've given less fucks about what other people think.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for that to keep, like, getting better.
Yeah, keep on escalating.
Yeah. I saw a friend today that I haven't seen in a long time at the grocery store. And I felt really bad because it's someone who's like tried to hang out this and I just have been like so busy. And I said, I was like, I feel so bad. I was like, but I just feel like I've hit, and this wasn't about this person, but like my quota for like people in my life, like yeah. that I have can have time to like hang out with. And she was like, you're turning 30 in a week, aren't you? And I was like, yeah. She's like, that's what happened. She's like, you just like, I was like, I just meet all these new people and like, I love them and I want to hang out with them, but like, I just don't have it in me. Like,
yeah,
I can barely spend time with the people that I'm really closest to. And so I hope in these next few years, I can not apologize for that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I like, and just be like, that's who I spend time with. And that is okay. I don't have to like try to do everything.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my goal, is to not do everything, to learn how to say no.
Saying no is hard.
And
but completely necessary.
To cutting my hair short, but mm-hmm. when I feel that it's right and yeah. when I can look bomb.
Well, you would look bomb if I chopped it off for you right now. Shall we do it?
I still think if we do ever cut our hair short, we should somehow have microphones with us.
Oh, we could audio message.
Wouldn't that be funny? Or just be like, oh my God, they're it's gone.
They're really doing it now. They're really. Whenever I get my hair cut short, I realize it does not take much time.
No.
They usually just put it in a pony and cut it, and then they, like, are like, there you go.
Also, because mine is thin on the ends, it's always sad to look down and be like, it doesn't look like that much.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, anyways, I guess that is what I think. I'm jealous you have 2 more years of your 20s.
But you had those 2 years.
But I don't remember them. But
I get what you mean, but you had them. And, I feel like you've learned a lot of lessons that I haven't learned quite yet, and I will hopefully be there at some point.
Yeah, you will. I haven't learned anything. I just learned how to get faster in airports. Don't put my face down anymore. But anyways.
Well, happy motherfucking birthday.
Thank you.
Your birthday queen.
Thank you.
Diva. Baby girl.
Princess Fiona.
Yeah, princess.
This is, actually, we have a co-host on this one. It's Owen, it's not. Yeah, we recorded many episodes tonight. But but yeah, so it's a really good long interview with yeah. one of our fave patrons. So we'll end this here now, I feel like, and get into it.
Let's get into the episode.
Okay, we'll see you soon in my 30s. Bye.
It's very radio. And then NPR.
Yeah, like maybe how I just press the button.
Oh,
Bree, how are ya?
Oh, I'm so good. How are you?
I'm so good. We have someone with us today. We have the lovely, incredible, wonderful Owen. Hi, Owen.
Hello, the better of the Owens.
I was just going to say, what if people thought we had Owen Hunt?
Well, that's not his real name. What's his real name? Kevin?
Oh, Kevin McKidd.
Yeah. On the podcast today, yes. We have Kevin.
Okay, so Owen,
I have to like scream.
Yeah,
the whole time.
Owen, please tell the listeners who you are. And I never know how to phrase this question because, like, I'm always afraid I'm going to ask someone who like just got laid off. Like, so I don't want to say like, "What's your job?" Or if you're a student, like, what? How just, do I, what do you do?
Yeah, I would say like who you are and what you do most days of
yes.
the week.
Okay.
yes. So I am 21. I just turned 21 a couple months ago.
Living the best
time yeah, of it's
your
been
life.
So much fun. I feel like I'm having like a midlife crisis, but actually it's just because I'm 21 now.
Yes.
I go to school at Northwestern, which is near Chicago. I'm in my third year and I'm studying education to be a English teacher.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot
What's
of fun.
Your
I also
book?
My favorite book. I really like actually do like books. It's called I'll Give You the Sun. It's by Jandy Nelson. It's really, really good. It's like a young adult book, but it's
I love young adult books.
Everyone
write it
should
down,
read it.
Write
yeah.
it down.
No, actually you guys should both read it. It's about these twins. One of them is gay, and they like something happened to them that made them like not be friends anymore. And so half of it is like from one twin's perspective and the other is from the other one like years in the future after they stop talking and you have to like figure out what happened.
I like
oh.
it.
Oh.
I like
yeah.
it.
I wrote it down. We
okay,
can,
good.
We can do a book
You
club.
Are not allowed to read it until you finish Harry Potter.
No,
oh, true, true. Scott, you got a lot to read for.
I'll read it though.
Abby gets to do whatever she wants.
Oh gosh. Okay, so that's fun. Also, what I just want to, what other
so
hobbies
nervous.
Do you have? No, I'm not. What other hobbies do you have? Because I want to have a perfect segue into this next little bit.
Oh God. Okay. I do have a minor in theater. So I
yes.
do like theater. I did a lot of acting in high school, but since coming to college, I've been doing more like assistant directing, just because like when I teach, hopefully I'll also be able to teach theater and I'll be able to direct shows and stuff.
You're gonna
it's
be
like a dream come true.
Yeah, you're gonna be like that cool teacher that
yeah.
all the students like teach English, but then after school they're like inspiring people in the theater department.
Yeah.
Imagine. That's my problem right now though. Like next year I'll be doing my student teaching and I still feel very much like a student. Like I can't imagine having to be in charge of people.
Well, Owen, we're students for the rest of our lives.
Oh, God.
Also, I feel like, yeah, my friends who are teachers, like, you basically just find out that that's how your teachers felt. Like,
yeah.
All these people that we thought, like, had their shit together.
Never did. Yeah. What grades, like, are you planning on, like, then high school if you want to teach
yeah,
theater?
High yeah, high school, I think. I think I will be yes. able to do middle school. I
no,
also, like, so I'm from, Michigan, and I don't know if I'm going to come back to Michigan or stay here. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, you're from Michigan.
Where
oh,
are you from yeah. in Michigan?
I'm from Lake Orion. I don't know
nice.
If you know where that
it's
is.
It's on the east side somewhere.
Yeah, it's by Auburn Hills, close to Detroit.
Gotcha.
Perfect. Yeah, to me, it's like, anything past Lansing is the east side, and I don't quite know. It's just a bunch of suburbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally, that's all it is. They're all, like, the same.
So the most important question mm-hmm. is, what is your favorite musical?
Okay, this is rough. I probably would say Bear. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's
no.
called Bear. B-A-R-E. Did I what?
Did you write it? I said, no, I have no. a B. Wait, what is it? How is it spelled?
Like a bear?
B-A-R-E. Like naked.
Oh. I wrote bear like,
like
an animal.
Animal?
Yeah.
No. It's pretty good. It's like about everything. It's like about these two boys who are in Catholic school who like love each other, but they can't because they're in Catholic school.
I just love that also.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this. Is it? I mean, it's a musical because that's what we asked you. Yes,
yeah.
It must
so,
have songs.
It started as like a, it was technically called like a pop opera and it was like sung all the way through. And then they remade it into a musical and then everyone was mad. So if you are ever going to listen to it, listen to the original pop opera one and not the musical.
I'm taking
notes.
Yes, it's important.
How was I know you were like student director or what was he? You were something for
yes.
some.
I was assistant directing.
Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney
Edward
Scissorhands. Oh my God.
Same thing.
Same thing. Two plays in, or movies I have not seen.
Honestly, they might as well be the same thing.
Is Johnny Depp involved with both of them? Is he not?
Yeah, he probably. Oh, okay.
I literally cannot stand Johnny Depp.
Yeah, me either. I don't want to talk about him. Let's not waste any time.
Yeah, moving on. Yeah, it went well, though. It was last weekend. It was a lot of fun.
Perfect.
The Johnny Depp attack.
Bree, I hate you. Okay, no. That's like how I confuse them, though. Because he's involved in both. At least I didn't ask if it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Captain Jack Sparrow. Ooh, that's funny. Okay.
I'm going to ask him a question about Grace.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to wish you.
Yeah.
Okay, how did you, when did you start watching Grace? Like, what's your Grace anatomy story?
Okay, so my mom used to watch it. While it was airing, like the first 8 seasons she watched, and I like would sometimes catch things. Like I have 2 very distinct memories. Like the first is Christina and Owen like kissing somewhere, mm-hmm. and then the other one is the entire musical episode. Like I remember sitting down with my mom and watching it because I really liked Glee at the time, and she was like, "Oh, right. You should watch this episode of Grey's Anatomy with me." And I was like, "Oh my god, this is the best thing ever."
They didn't. They didn't.
For the musical episode. Not yes. against it. Okay. Mm.
Pro.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Pro music. Cool. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. But it wasn't until a couple summers ago when I actually decided to start watching it. I have this problem where like I try to watch shows and then I always get bored halfway through and then I don't finish them. But I was like, this time I will make it all the way through Grey's Anatomy. and I did. It took me a year and a half. I actually just caught up right before this winter.
Oh, that's crazy.
And now I'm watching it live, which has been exciting. But yeah, it took me a long time, but I'm proud of myself. I did it.
Does your mom know that you are currently co-hosting a Grey's Anatomy podcast?
Yes, she does.
Aww, I love that.
Will she listen to it?
She doesn't watch anymore. No, probably not. Actually, if I tell her to, she will.
Are we too inappropriate?
We'll see what I say.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Does the word fuck bother her?
Not at all. She swears all the time.
Perfect.
She's a perfect mom.
I think it's like
then.
Where I get from. Yeah. She could listen.
I was reading an article today that was like written, I think it was by Variety or Vulture. That was like about last night's episode, like being like when they
sorry.
What?
I just thought about you getting confused about that, those two, and then getting confused about Edward Scissorhands, and then I laughed out loud. Okay, keep going.
I can't look at you today. It was about how that like they became the longest standing mm-hmm. drama about medical shows. That was the hardest thing. to say, but anyways, and where the fuck was I going with this?
I'm sorry. Threw you off.
No, just like, oh no, I'm spitballing here. What were we talking about?
Moms.
Oh, yes. So that like some people that watch the show now were like 4 years old when Meredith and Derek like when the show started, and that's just crazy.
What year did it start?
15 years. No, more than. How many years ago? 13 years ago.
Oh.
So I can't do math.
Right,
so I was like 8.
Yeah. So my thought was you're like right above that, but you weren't watching it then. So it doesn't quite count. Be sort of weird if you were.
Yeah.
But we'd forgive you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about. It's like people's stories. Now, you know, like how people like soap operas.
Yeah. These are our stories. It's also weird to think about the fact that I, in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, I was probably like 4. And I'm like, no, I was like 16. Like I was definitely like not a baby. So I'm 30.
Yeah.
Okay. So who's your favorite character?
God, Lexi.
Oh.
Very much Lexi. I love her so much.
R.I.P.
Do you like identify with her personality at all? Or you just like her?
Yes. Okay. I was watching the episodes last night, 15 and 16, and I was like, this is me. Like, I 100% relate. Like, no. When she, yeah. Now we'll get into it. But yeah, okay. Definitely yeah. Lexi. I like Mark a lot. Yeah.
So are they your Meredith. Favorite couple?
Yes. Mark and Lexi are my favorite. But I also really like Arizona and Callie. I like their storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a weird start for them. I didn't realize like we can talk about. We'll get into that.
We'll get there.
Do you have a question?
What do you have an unpopular opinion about Grey's?
Oh my god. Okay. So I've been listening to this podcast and like in anticipation of me one day being a guest, I consistently thought about what my unpopular opinion would be. And at first it was that I freaking hate Richard Weber. But then someone else said that. So I was like, okay, that can't be my opinion. And then my new one was that I really like the new episodes. Like I really like current seasons probably more than the old seasons. But then like two episodes ago, someone else said that. I think so. I have since made a new hot take. Here it is.
Okay.
I do not think Jackson Avery is hot.
Ooh. I like it. I like that you dug deep for these opinions and that you researched yourself.
What if you I decided I don't like the podcast?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Wait, Bree, I feel like you need to defend Jackson because you are so a huge Jackson.
What is it about Jackson that you don't find attractive? His face, his body, his whole demeanor, his sexiness? Tell me.
Oh my God, he's too pretty. Like
he is really pretty.
He has really pretty eyes, and like for me, there's a big difference between being pretty and like being hot. Like I think DeLuca is very much like a hot person, and Jackson's like a pretty person.
Yeah. Okay, Bree, DeLuca and Jackson are in front of you both.
DeLuca. Okay. I choose DeLuca.
Okay. Yes. So do I. So do I.
Yeah. I think you may have won me over on that argument, Owen.
Thank you so much. Well,
Jackson's eyes just kind of scare me. Like, I feel like if we were like having sex and he stared at me, I would like turn into ice.
I also feel like I really loved like with like the April storyline. Like, I loved Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's annoying. See, and I wanted him and April to like end up together, and I just feel like I don't know. I think that was part of the reason why I liked him so much. Also, did you ever see Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants?
Oh, isn't he the guy in
Greece?
He's
the model.
What?
Oh, the nude model.
Yeah. And he has beautiful eyes. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So
I feel like
that's a really good unpopular opinion.
I feel like he hasn't had a great storyline lately. Like I mean, I know that like Catherine is his mom and like she's going through that, and so therefore like he is a product of that. But like he's just very, like, at that last night's episode, like, very just, like, intense and, like, I'm planning a party. Mom, where are you? Which actually reminds me of me. That's how I would be if I was planning someone a party and they didn't show up. But he's just very, I don't know, not as, like, charming as he used to.
I will say, though, like, I do really like Maggie a lot, and I like her with him. Like, her and him in the same scenes makes me like him more.
Good.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, I think we should call it unpopular opinion / hot take now.
Yes, hot take.
Yeah, I like that word. This is his hot take on this.
Oh, I do really like that, yeah.
Okay, what else should we ask? Yes. Saddest, greatest moment, death, whatever, however you want to take that.
I knew a lot of, like, spoilers going into watching. Like, I knew mostly who died and, like, who would leave and stuff. But when I was watching the episode where George dies... I like, for some reason, could not put together that person who, like, is on the table was him. Like, I knew he was going to die, but I didn't know he was that person. So when he, like, did the 007 thing into Meredith's hand, that was, like, so shocking to me.
Oh, it was really you didn't know he got run over by a bus.
No.
How could you?
And I don't even like him all that much, but I think that, like, just in pure, like, shock, I was really sad about it.
I feel like that is one of the more shocking ones in the sense that you don't see it happen to the person. Like,
right, exactly.
He's just all of a sudden a patient. And also, he in no way resembles George.
No.
Like, no, I thought that, not at all.
It's almost like, I feel like I've never had, well, I guess that's probably why they have the scene with him and Izzy in the elevator, because you have to sort of see it to believe it. Because, like, if you, like, you don't have closure, like, that's not George.
And also, I just feel like I wasn't expecting George to, I mean, I know, Owen, you said you had, like, spoiler alerts and knew who, like, the characters who were going to die, but I don't remember there being any, like, hype or talk about George dying.
No, I don't, at the time, I don't remember either. Now, if you go back, you can, like, read that there was, like, he asked to be removed from the show, but I don't remember. I wasn't, like, on websites then.
Yeah, I don't know if
that was a different time.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've told this story or not before, but I don't fucking care because it's our podcast and I'm going to tell it again. When that episode came out, I didn't watch it live, and Abby put a picture of George as her profile picture on Facebook, and I was like, what does this mean? And so then I knew that George died before.
Lo siento.
Well, I mean, maybe you should have thought about the people who didn't have time to watch it yet.
I don't think that I put RIP in the thing. I think I just put a photo of him.
And then your status on Facebook was like, I'm so sad or something like that.
Yeah, well, you know, I just assumed that true Grey's fans were watching it.
Yeah, and also, Brie, I have to tell you, that's kind of your fault for going on social media.
Yeah. I still, you know what, you're right. You won me over again, Owen. You are really good at arguing a point.
Wow.
I like to think that too is my saddest Grey's moment, because I've never put a profile photo of another character. Like, not even like from Harry. Nothing has been a profile photo except my face and George.
Yeah, why?
I was really touched by it. I don't know. I was in Wisconsin. Summer break had just started, because remember Grey's finale is always like right before school got out.
Yeah.
Anyways, what else? You got any other last questions you
want
to ask?
I want to ask you where you found the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I always listen. So I work at the public library, and I always listen to podcasts while I'm shelving the books, and I needed new things. So I was like, I've been watching Grey's Anatomy. I'll see if there's a Grey's Anatomy podcast. So I searched Grey's Anatomy, and then there you were.
I love that. I love that that happened. Yeah. I always wonder, too, like, if our picture is like, I don't know, I feel like people have to really like get through the first season. And I don't remember
when this was. I think you had only had like a few episodes out, or maybe it was like a little more than that, but I did, there weren't that many. So I did start from the beginning, and I did not think it was bad. Like, the first ones aren't as bad as you think they are.
I just remember that we would drink a lot through them, and we didn't have structure at all. We were like, oh, I guess we should have a Bailey's teaching moment section, and like just added things on as we went. But perfect. Okay, so the first monologue for before and after is, every patient's story starts the same way. It starts with them being fine. I am just laughing like I always do. It's, oh no. Is this a blooper episode? Oh, okay. All right, listeners. This is always a really hard part for Brie and I.
It's okay. We're being strong.
Okay. How do you do this? I'm going to pretend I'm at an audition.
Yeah. You got to. Yeah. So just take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Oh, Brie can't look at me.
I was looking down the whole time.
Okay. Okay. But your spirit was looking at me. I know it.
My spirit was coming out my fork.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to speed read it like I'm a little kid in fifth grade. Okay. Every patient's story starts the same way. It starts with them being fine. It starts in the before. They cling to this moment, this memory of being fine, this before, as though talking about it may somehow bring it back. But what they don't realize is that they're talking about it to us, their doctors. And that means there's no going back. By the time they see us, they're already in the after. And while every patient's story starts the same way, how the story ends depends on us, on how well we diagnose and treat. We know the story hinges on us, and we all want to be the hero.
Hey, great job.
Okay, Bree's going to read the second one.
Okay.
Can you read it from there?
Yeah, honest mistake. There's this thing that happens when people find out you're a doctor. They stop seeing you as a person and begin to see you something bigger than you are. Cool. They have to see us that way, as gods. Otherwise, we're just like everyone else, unsure, flawed, normal. So we act strong, we remain stoic. We hide the fact that we're all too human. Patients see us... Wait, I lost my place.
Oh my God.
Oh, patients see us as gods, or they see us as monsters. But the fact is, we're just people. We screw up, we lose our way. Even the best of us have our off days. Still, we move forward. We don't rest on our laurels.
Yeah.
Or celebrate the lives we've saved in the past. Because there's always some other... Shut the fuck up. Oh, God. Because there's always some other patient that needs our help. So we force ourselves to keep trying to keep learning in the hope that maybe someday we'll come just a little bit closer to the gods. To the gods, our patients need us to be Meredith Grey. Okay, it's really hard.
You know, it's so hard.
That was Owen, really good.
Do you have it in front of you, Owen? We should have made you read it twice.
Yes, I do.
Oh my God, that was really bad. I'm so
I knew what got you too. It's when it says our off days, and you wanted to say our days off. I felt it in your brain. Oh my God.
Good. That went really well.
That did.
Did I get the job?
Okay.
I think we can be done now.
Thank God. Okay, let's just get into it. I actually I felt like I got a really good idea about both these episodes. There was like one big idea from each one.
Yeah, can we do first notes though first?
Yes, that's what, yeah.
Okay.
First note.
What's yours? Addison.
Oh, so did I, with exclamation mark.
Yeah. What did you write,
Owen? Addison.
No, Owen.
Mine? Mine is, when will Chief shave his head?
Oh, that's a great note.
I think it happens at some point, doesn't it?
Like when? Yeah, it has to, because he looks so much younger now, but when?
Oh, yeah, because he has like gray hair in these early episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, when does that happen?
Maybe
he's dyed his hair already?
Yeah, that happens earlier. Maybe okay. It's when he's dating. Maybe he shaves it when he gets with Catherine, or like when he, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think anyone makes a big deal about when he shaves his head.
No, I don't think so either.
Hmm. Interesting.
Okay, so I wrote down basically like what. Okay, first of all, we're going to talk about these two episodes kind of as one, right? We're not going to differentiate. Because so I will just list the big storylines and then we can kind of just take it from there. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have Owen being engaged and dealing with his past. We have the Archer Montgomery storyline. Yep. I wrote brainworms.
Brainworms, indeed.
We have the pregnant woman Jen and her husband Rob. Their storyline. Yes, I looked it up.
Okay, cool.
We have Sadie getting fired. A little thing.
That bitch.
Bailey moving toward Peds.
Yep.
Callie asking Arizona out. Mark and Lexi and like their secret. And then Izzy finding out she has cancer.
Yeah, which I also, with her, I kind of have like her game that she's doing.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
In the first episode. I love her game.
Okay. Which one should we start with? There's so many.
Whew. Should we talk about, you say, Owen.
Well, I just, can we talk about like the Archer stuff first?
Yes, sure. Let's get Archer done with.
I am going to be honest. I had no idea what was going on. Like, I never have seen Private Practice. I don't know who any of those people are, and I was really confused.
I think it's one of those episodes, too, that is much better if you probably... I bet there was, like, a lead-up to this in Private Practice where we learn about Archer and Naomi dating, but I noticed it was really weird to just watch it without that.
Yeah, because you have to, like... just put things together that like they're all really old friends and like you don't know anything about Naomi and Sam being married, and it's very confusing. You still haven't watched. Oh, you just said that you haven't watched Private Practice.
No, he hadn't. And I feel like it to me too, like it almost should be more of a shocking medical thing that there are worms in his brain, but it gets like brushed over because of their relationships. Like when I saw that Derek was actually pulling live worms, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they were alive.
I want to say something about the song.
Yes.
I hated it, and I didn't feel like it was something Derek would do.
Oh, Derek's song. I wanted to look it up, because I found Derek's... I Googled this. I have the lyrics are written here. Okay, so just so everyone knows, if they didn't hear it, the lyrics of the song Derek wrote, Addison, and performed with the help of Sam and Mark at their wedding is... Our eyes met over the cadaver, and I knew I had to have her. Had his mitral valve grown too thick? Is that what made our cadaver so sick? Addison Montgomery, I met her in the summer. She was cutting up a very dead body. And in her eyes, I saw my life. I knew that she would be my wife. And she would breathe the life back into me for every day until eternity. Or until I'd be as dead as that body.
I hate that. So.
Me too.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? What if someone... wrote a song for you and you had to sit there while they were singing it for you? What would you do?
If it was beautiful,
I would get up and walk away.
Me too. Like, I could not handle that. I'd be like, we're done.
No, yeah. Like, I don't want the surprise of someone singing to me at my wedding. Especially if you're like not... It would be different if Derek was a musician.
Right, right.
If he was Burke with his trumpet and had wrote a nice trumpet piece.
Right, it makes sense. But this just doesn't make sense.
No.
Also, it ends. I mean, that's not the end. That's just the chorus. It says, one of the lines was written by Mark. It rhymed with gross anatomy class with Addison's fine ass, which, of course, Mark wrote that line.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, no thanks. I also, okay, so let's just talk about their old friendship maybe and like along with that too. So one of the things with this like first episode 15, I mean, we learn about Owen's past. They have that moment where Christina and Meredith are sitting at the top and looking at all of them hanging out. And Meredith's like, I don't even know him. He was a different person. And she's like, I don't know Owen. And I think it's kind of that idea that like we change as people, but that doesn't mean we're not still us. So like, even though like that was a different part of Derek's life, it's still Derek. And like Owen thinks that he's this totally different person, but really like, I feel like you are you, you just changed. Mm. And sorry, I have a cough. So I don't know. I just feel like, and Owen or and George talks about how he like needed help and, you know, was the intern who needed a tutor. And now he's this like person. So I just feel like it's about like everyone's like growth, but it is, must've been weird for Meredith and Christina to look at them all being friends.
Oh, for sure.
No, thanks.
Well,
oh, I agree.
Well, because too, I mean, Meredith knows of Addison, mm-hmm. obviously. I mean, the first season, but like, what's weird to me is like Meredith doesn't know any of those friends. Like, I feel right. like, you know, you like grow apart from friends and stuff, but they were such close friends. Like, mm-hmm. hasn't Derek told Meredith about them at all?
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird. But I do wonder with divorce, like people usually take sides. Yeah.
And it's probably like when he moved, he was like leaving some of that stuff behind. So
sure. Yeah.
When he moved into the woods.
Yeah. And then she moved to LA or whatever with all of those people.
Exactly.
Yeah. And television.
And television. I thought it was like, I got, and I also feel like because we don't get to know Archer and Addison's relationship to each other, it seems mm-hmm. really extreme why she's like, I need you to be a god. And like, so upset because we don't see the buildup of her being sad. Like,
yeah.
She just arrives and this happens.
I wrote a couple things that I really miss Addison.
Yeah.
I also think she looks very pretty in this episode.
I love the short hair. Yeah.
Same,
love it.
And I also thought her trying to pray was really funny.
Yeah, I thought that was a great scene. And I loved Callie's line. She's like, you're an amazing doctor. You save babies. Oh, he knows who you are.
Yeah.
I thought that was really sweet.
Also, if we're going to go to like the surgery part, Addison should not be in, what the fuck is that thing called?
I call it the observatory.
No, I thought that too. Like, why was she able to just run in there?
I don't know,
but they do that often in this show where like sometimes they make a very big point of like, your family, you gotta be out of here. And then other times
they let them
be wherever.
I wonder if I don't know. It should be even more so that Addison doesn't work there.
Oh, yeah.
I also thought the inside of Archer's head looked like the Magic School Bus. The episode where they go inside the body, when it was showing that viewpoint from the, like,
those graphics were wild. When they, like, just had that weird, like, 3D thing going into the birds.
Yeah. I wrote a note somewhere about those graphics. I don't know where it is, but
this is so out of place.
Yeah, it was really weird.
I loved when Addison is in the gallery, though, and she needs to be distracted, and she, like, asks Mark what he's up to, and he gives all this, like, research, and she's like, what happened to you?
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
Also, Derek calling Archer a coward.
Yeah, weird.
I called him, Derek is a cocky son of a bitch.
Oh, that was so annoying.
Yeah.
Derek was not hot this episode.
No. Do you usually think he is?
No, I think he's later, like in season 10 and stuff, like when he's like a dad.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I'm very much like, most of the time when I'm watching this, I'm really into like the girl characters and what they're doing. And then the boy characters, I'm just like, okay, if you're hot, then I can handle you. And if you're not, then I don't care about what you're doing.
I feel like that's because Shonda Rhimes gives the women characters such good storylines comparatively. So that is a perfect observation.
Wait, but Owen... What? Do you think that Owen is hot?
No! Oh my god.
Okay, cool. Just wondering.
I'm trying to see without... Oh, I did love, too, that Addison, you know, like I told in the beginning, she says, I need you to be a god. And then at the end, when he saves her brother, and she hugs him, and she's like, I need you to get tiny again. Like, yeah, I loved that sort of... She's grown. Like, she's like, okay, get back in your box. I don't need you anymore.
Yeah. I really did love that at the end when they're in the bar and she's, like, mm-hmm. able to have that moment with Derek. Just, like, showing that she's moved on from that.
I totally agree. But I do have a question about that. Where was everyone else in the bar? They were the only one in there.
Private party.
Yeah. So.
It also, it kind of sucks because I feel like it would have been... I know that in that episode, no one knows about Lexi and Mark yet, but it feels like Meredith should have been there and like their significant others. Like,
yeah,
right.
I don't know. It's just a weird little moment there.
What did you think about that moment where they're singing the song and like she would breathe the life back into me for eternity, and then they all just kind of sit there and realize like, oh shit,
it didn't work.
It didn't work, and they're divorced.
I feel like it's very human.
And
yeah,
no, that's true too, though.
I also thought maybe they were regretting singing that song in the first place because it's a dumb song.
That's what it is, I think.
Yeah, I wrote this fucking song. I think it's so stupid. I don't know why they decided to put it in this episode.
To show that they all had something to bond over. Band.
Yeah.
Meredith is lucky she wasn't invited.
Honestly.
Also, there's a weird thing just on Addison in this first part. When she sees Mark and Lexi talk or whatever, and she kind of gathers that that's who he's in a relationship with, she's holding the phone. I wish I could demonstrate like this. She's holding it like upside down and with her arm up to the side. And my note was like, oh my God, why is she holding it? Like, was that an accident? And then in the next, like, they pan back to her and it's different. She's holding it differently.
She must have been on an accident.
Yeah, it was.
Did I just have a breakdown?
What? Yeah,
it was weird. What's
Anything on the Archer other than that?
They talk about the Narcan. They bring that up, which was cool because the last episode.
Yeah.
Wait, I missed that.
Yeah, I mentioned that to John when we were watching it. Why? Mm-hmm. They gave Archer Narcan, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. I don't know why. I don't know what it's for. I was just like, oh, this is all they talked about in the last episode.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, with like the opioid.
I would really, really hope I don't get worms in my brain.
Yeah, how did he get it again? Traveling?
Yeah, I'm never traveling again.
Yeah, no. I'm staying inside.
I just didn't like when he lost it and he was like, oh, let me go get in a little deeper and find it. Like, that's terrifying.
No.
Yeah, and the part where, like, also I don't understand where, like, Derek was like, this, like, is impossible. And then, like, 2 minutes later, he's like, I'm going to take him out one by one. Like, why?
And then it, like, seems like it's easy.
Yeah. Like, he was like, this is absolutely not possible. And then all he had to do was just take him out one by one.
He says that before all of the surgeries so that he can appear to be godlike even more.
Oh, my gosh.
He needs to take it
down.
Cocky son of a bitch. Okay, brainworms, check.
Okay.
Should we talk about... We got Owen, Sadie.
Let's talk about Owen and his fiance.
Okay, so first of all, I have a lot to say about her outfit. What the fuck are those buttons?
Oh my God, I wrote that exact same thing. And also, why is it like yellow and orange?
It's so bad.
It's the worst.
I wrote, Owen's ex-fiance has terrible fashion. Buttons, cross earrings. Nothing against cross earrings, but just like the whole package together.
It didn't work.
And she's so like mousy, kind of, like, uh-huh. Like her personality is... Yeah.
How could he have ever liked her or even been engaged?
I don't know. He must have been different.
He must have been. Maybe we would have liked him more as a person who likes that girl.
That could be.
I felt like I get when they make a choice to make a character seem so different and like, but I was like, she couldn't be more different than Christina.
Oh, oh yeah.
Like she doesn't have the confidence. Like she's very like clingy. Well,
even like Owen, we find out that Owen broke off the engagement in a 2-line email and she's even like so happy to see him.
Right.
Like, I would like punch him in the fucking face.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck are you doing here? Right. She's all like meek and like, oh.
I prayed for you every single night. I still do. You know, it was like, whoa.
Mm-mm. It's like, why are we forgiving him?
Yeah.
I want to know why, like, she kisses her dad on the lips. Like, how old do I have to be to reach a point in my life where
I don't know. I feel like it depends on the dad. Because my husband and his dad, like, they are, like, he's just a kisser.
I feel like we had this conversation.
We have on a, yeah. Well, like, not that it's right, but it's,
I mean,
like,
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just think I would be uncomfortable.
Yeah. I try to do the, like, turn my lips to the side.
Do you
so it's
kiss
like
your
the
dad
side
on the lips?
Yeah, that's how you gotta do it.
I think I do with my dad, not on my lips, but, like, on the, like, the face. Cheek, it's almost like you aren't actually kissing. You just, like, hug and your cheeks touch.
Yeah, or, like, you do, like the French mouth.
That's perfectly okay.
It's also how I kiss Jake sometimes when I have bad breath in the morning.
Same.
It's like, don't come close. Please, please turn away. Also, okay, so just the things we learn about Owen, that he was engaged. He broke up with her in a 2-line email, that his mom, he still calls once a week.
And claims he's
gone in Afghanistan. And that he is afraid that, like, because he's so different than the person that went to war, that no one will love him for who he is. And they'll just be sad that the person that is gone. Which is a lot to put on Christina. Like, I don't know. It's a lot to deal with all at once.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like that sucks for your mom.
Right. He just, like, Owen in general, I realized one of my biggest problems is that he'll, like, come into a room and, like, start making it about himself. Like, mm-hmm. he has so much to say all the time about himself. And I'm like, how could you possibly have so much to say all the time?
Spoiler, like this last week's episode, the yeah. newest episode.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you make a perfect point. I think that is why I hate Owen. Owen, maybe you should be on the podcast because you've convinced me of like 8 different things already. But like, he is
we should call the other Owen Hunt. So yeah, that we don't get confused.
Okay. But Hunt is always talking about himself.
Yeah, like even when Amelia was trying to like give her 2 cents and like he just turned it around.
Yeah.
I don't know. Also, he was honorably discharged honorably discharged. Not right. dishonorably discharged, right? Yeah. From the army, which I don't remember. Do either of you remember? I know that his mom comes back, like comes on the show later, correct?
He shows up at her front porch.
Okay.
Or something. Like Christina encourages him to do that.
Okay, okay. Gotcha. I did think the line that he says to her though is a little romantic when he's like, the only time I don't feel like a ghost is when I'm with you. Like with you, I'm actually who I am right now. So that was kind of, you know, just gotta throw him a bone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What else about Owen and Christina? Anything on
the only other note I have about Owen, I don't know why I wrote this, but I said, I wish Owen was played by Seth Green.
Little Seth Green?
Yeah. Maybe I would like him better.
Yeah. He was a very likable character. But can you imagine angry Seth Green always just yelling?
Yes. Haven't you seen Scooby-Doo 2 Monsters Unleashed?
I have not.
No.
That what? Is
not, it's not something I've seen.
Also... Owen referencing 40, if we're doing a little foreshadowing, like Owen referencing to Christina 40 years from now, it's sad that they don't, they don't have that. Like they don't get that. Mm-hmm.
That's okay. It's for the best.
It's for the best. Okay. What else? What else do you want to talk about? Can we save the fight for last?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So we'll save Mark and Lexi for last. I forgot that happened.
Yes, yeah. Save.
what about Jen and Rob Harmon, the pregnant?
Yeah, so her surgery was being pushed off for Addison's brothers all day.
And yeah. So sad.
Yeah, I know. And then he was gonna, Dr. Shepherd came in and was gonna do the surgery the next day, but she really wanted it done that night and they did it. And then that end of episode 15.
With Addison and Derek? Or no.
Sorry. No, the end of episode
she can't
15
breathe.
Where she can't breathe.
Oh, yeah. That was so shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you think everything's fine.
And also, it's mm-hmm. always these unexpected characters that you don't realize are going to be in it for a few episodes that you get really attached to.
Yeah.
Like, they make you like them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, even though she ran her husband over with a car, she's just this likable, like, nervous, relatable woman. And it just killed me. That scene with Addison and Derek, though, in surgery.
Wow.
Is intense. And also to think that like an episode ago they were hugging and like he was her hero.
No, that stressed me out so much.
Put down the scalpel.
I wrote, okay, so first of all, Derek is way too, like, I think they say this, like, you're too close to this, Derek.
Yeah.
And so then she comes out of the surgery, she can't talk, or like she's getting her speech screwed up. And so they go back into surgery, which I also wrote Addison back in Navy scrubs, made me really happy to see.
Yeah.
And then when he starts cutting out like
her brain,
like different parts of her brain.
Oh gosh.
That was so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Derek is fine. He's just like, he's gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
And
I wrote, he's losing it. And then when she says, no more blood. No more blood.
No more blood. God, I hate him.
But he saves the day there. Also, the song that's playing, just so everyone knows, is called Twice by Little Dragon, and it's one of my favorite songs. It's on this playlist that I listen to every time I'm on an airplane. It's just like a chill one, and I realized the person that made that playlist is a Grays fan, so probably found it from this episode.
Yeah, that must
but
be
it plays like the whole song. It's like the whole end of that second episode, and it's really good. It was a good fit, I felt like.
I want to say that the husband should win a fucking
Oscar
Emmy
or something. Yeah.
When he's like, where's my wife? I need my wife. Where's my wife?
Stop saying you're sorry.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's so real.
What, is this the beginning of an like Derek having a huge fall apart?
Yes.
It is.
You didn't keep watching?
I didn't know you that it happened this early.
Me either. So, and also I didn't feel like there's anything previous to this that like this must like be the first thing.
I mean, this isn't like a huge, it's like a couple episode fall apart.
It's not like the big one that he has where he like leaves.
Throws his ring at Meredith.
And... No, that's this.
Oh, that's this. Gosh.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. What? Wow.
Yeah. Guys, come on.
I'm so sorry.
I haven't rewatched these in a long time.
No, I've never rewatched them ever.
Yeah. But yeah, stop saying your strength. Calls him a murderer.
Yeah.
Which
You're
is
a murderer.
Yeah.
I just think like maybe if he didn't, that guy had not have eaten Jell-O in front of his wife when she was so hungry, maybe karma would have worked out better for him. That's what I had to say about that.
The doctors tell me I need to keep my strength up. I need to eat this Jell-O.
Also, I think it didn't help that that guy, the last thing he said to Derek was, if anything comes down to it, like, let's say we can make another baby.
Yeah.
So, like, his mindset already in, like, the baby not being important.
Yeah.
Which is, like, the opposite of, that's why Addison is there. Okay, let's pause on that because I want to save the fight for the last because I just can't get over it.
Okay.
Okay, so we can just talk about the Sadie thing real fast. I love that it's George. I forgot how, remember I kept being like, I forget how she goes. I love that it's George recognizing that, like, I don't know.
Well, if we're going to talk about the Sadie thing, I feel like we should talk about the Izzy, like, game that she's throwing. Oh, wait, I'm on the wrong thing. Oh, I said, I remember this weird game. And I was like, I really liked this, but I was like, although I wouldn't like this if my boss made me do this.
No, I'd be so annoyed.
I don't think so. Also,
oh my gosh,
do you notice that she says, hand me that large bowl? And it's like a bow. Was that showing that her like speech is fucked up?
Oh,
or did she really mean to say bowel?
Oh, I didn't hear that part. The notes I saw of tumor signs were when she couldn't see the scissors and when she missed grabbing the tape from like her like hand misfired.
That first scene, she was like doing some weird stuff with all like that glitter. I was like, at first I was like, oh, she's clearly just like having a midlife crisis. And then I remember, I was like, oh no, actually it's just a tumor.
It's just the tube.
I wrote she's bad at glitter also. She did a little squiggle and like half the tube of glitter.
Why did she do that?
Yeah. Why did there need to be glitter?
Why don't you just buy glitter glue and you can just write it out anyways?
Yeah.
And make a mess.
Cards looked really dumb. But I think, can you hear me that large bowel? It was one of those like
pinwheel things. Yeah, I didn't even notice that, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
Also the part when Sadie can't find Jen's baby's heartbeat and she's like, I can't find it.
Like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, the worst.
I do really like this game thing, though. And I think part of the reason why I feel like I'm Lexi is because Lexi was so excited to be playing this game. I kind of be the same way.
That's true. You just reacted in the way that I think Lexi would about that.
And that girl who, like, was standing there being like, ugh, I hate games. I was like, get out. You're fired.
That's Brie.
I did love that, like, when they had to go to a doctor and they had to, like, diagnose them, that Christina's was testicular cancer, which I just thought was really funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And then Lexi wins and gets to hold the doomsday sucker.
I can't believe... about, like, when we learn about Sadie, though, that she actually did what she did. Like, I knew she was bad, but I didn't know she cheated her way into the program and was, expecting Meredith to, like, vouch for her.
She sucks. Meredith was so good in that scene when she was like, I am who I have always been.
That's where I got the part about, like, this episode being about that. That's
for
Meredith,
sure.
Maybe in the past might have done that, but, like, she said, we're not 25 anymore. We're not in Europe. Like,
and she's like, I am where I want to be.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I thought that was huge growth for her. She said, I want to be here, which is, like, I don't know if it was supposed to be hinting about, like, compared to two seasons ago when Meredith didn't want to be alive. Like, I don't know. It's kind of
cool. I think for sure it's supposed to connect to that.
Meanwhile, Derek does not want to be here. So
yeah. Sadie is just, I wrote, Sadie is terrible. Goodbye. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Also, who thought the slow-mo running at the end was really ridiculous?
They were running for the finish line. Also, after that, when like Lexi pushes that guy and he like falls to the ground.
Yeah.
He's so strong.
Who said Mark is good at talking about himself? That's funny. Who wrote that?
I mean, you wrote it. I don't know, but I love Mark. What? Oh, also, who wrote, there was a quote and it says, "And I love you." Oh, that's the, sorry, that was when the wife and husband were going into surgery and she like can't speak and he goes, "And I love you." Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Just and he gets all choked up.
Yeah. It's really real.
"And I love you."
It is just like that. Okay, let's real quick talk about Bailey and her like letter of recommendation. It's not that big of a storyline, but
oh,
just so everyone knows, the second theme of the second episode I thought was legacy. Like, who leaves your legacy?
Lives, who dies, who tells your story?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Because where did I write this? It says, Chief says, "You were supposed to become the next me," and you know, oh my God,
Bailey
says, "You don't get to pin your hopes and dreams on me." It's like Chief wanted her to continue her legacy. And I don't know. I just thought that was such a cool theme because also like with that family, I know I'm kind of skipping around right now, but that like the baby, like, you know, is going to live and live the legacy onto the mom, even though like the husband wanted the mom to live.
Yeah.
And I don't know where I'm going with this, but
well, also cool. Dr. Campbell, the dinosaur.
Yes. Yes. I forgot about
her. Oh my gosh.
She should have been played by Meryl Streep or Glenn Close. I felt like she was like, that would have been a much better cast.
Yeah. At the end, John was like, "I can't tell if she's like yelling at the end when she's talking to Christina or she's right. like making a, like a good point." He's like, "I don't know what's going on." And I agree. I couldn't tell if she was.
Yeah. She just says, "What do you have? If like life happens fast. And if you don't have surgery, what will you have?" Like, she's kind of like warning Christina, like, if you don't have something other than surgery, you have nothing. It's not worth it. Cause someday you will be old and won't be able to operate.
And she had beautiful cheekbones.
Yeah, she did.
She really did. Wow.
But I thought it was cool that Bailey stuck up for herself and was like,
"Yeah, I'm not,
you can't like count everything on me." Although it totally happens. Spoiler alert.
I definitely liked Bailey a lot. That's like the one thing that I miss about the old episodes is Bailey, how she was.
Yeah. She's not like, cause I feel like in these earlier ones, she's in a role of higher power. Cause she's like, they're all below her and but once they all get equal.
Yeah.
Right. Then it's like,
Yeah.
Speaking of that, though, that was another thing that I really forgot that I like so much is just when they're all like, they're not interns anymore, but when they're all like younger or like lower, like when they're all just sitting in the lunchroom, Christina, Alex, Izzy, and Meredith, and just like joking around, like there's so much more of a sense of unity among those people because they're like lower than everyone else. And I just miss that kind of like banter that they have.
Yeah. And like that camaraderie.
I agree.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Bailey's hair is different in this episode.
Oh, yeah. She got
Yeah, it looks real good.
Looks real good.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Callie's bangs were also flowier.
Yeah, I wrote in the first episode, is Callie's hair different again? And also, is it purple? Did anyone else
notice
that?
She used too much toner, and that brown looks a little purple. Okay, what else are we...
So did Chief... I can't remember. Did Chief end up giving Bailey a better recommendation letter?
I don't think it happened because the fight
happened.
He just
yells at her.
Yeah. It was also really sweet that, of course, George wrote a beautiful one.
He
said, "You're complex and word-defying," which is really... Because she was like... He thought he was being yelled at for it. And he's like, "You're complex and word-defying."
Oh.
And I thought that was really sweet. And I would ask George to write me one.
And then Addison wrote her one, too, without even asking.
Ugh.
I just thought it wasn't fair of Chief, though, to, like, not write a good letter for her. I felt like it was just because he didn't want her to do it. Like, he just wanted her to be, like,
100%
Chief one day. And, like, that's so selfish. I hated it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Chief is in the wrong.
Chief is in the wrong.
He's in the wrong. He's out.
I have a question for you guys. If you're Izzy and you find out that those, you know, that lady came back in or whatever and, like, the anemic thing. Wouldn't you not take your case to the intern? Would you take it to like the higher ups and not interns to solve your cancer problems? Why do you go to the interns?
I mean, I think the older people would maybe know more of like what's going on or like know that something's wrong with her. Maybe to make it like with the interns makes it less like real or like less of something that's happening so much because it's like a hidden thing.
That makes sense.
Like, it's not as big a deal when it's the interns.
That makes sense.
So that happens in this episode, right?
Yeah, it's at the very end. She's like, all right, guys.
Oh, okay. You misdiagnosed them. So she doesn't go through, like, the thing yet. Right. With it.
Which I thought it was also really rude of that oncologist being like, you're going to wake up tomorrow and this will all be fake.
You that know was the worst. Are.
Don't yeah. say,
how
that,
can you
to
say that to someone. Yeah. False hope is the worst thing.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
That made me so mad. I mean, did really like.
I can understand what, like, I understood what that dermatologist was doing because she said, like, this, you know, this mole
was derm. It wasn't oncology.
Yeah, it was derm. She was like, okay, this mole looks fine, but it's always good to get them checked out or whatever. Because I get moles removed all the time, and that's always what they say. Sometimes they might be like, oh, this looks a little off, but I'm, you know, I'm going to remove it, whatever. So I think she handled it like how most dermatologists do.
That's true.
It's just like,
I guess I thought she was in oncology.
Oh, no, no.
And I was like, I feel like you shouldn't be that, like, no, nonchalant. But no, I do she gave her a little too much false hope.
Yeah, like, she could have been like, it's going to be okay, probably.
But not like, this time tomorrow, you'll be
fine. Yeah, you'll
fine.
Be like 100% fine.
Yeah, and then she's not.
I really liked the scene where Izzy was searching for, like, lumps, though.
Oh, yeah, like on her own.
I like that a lot. I think this podcast has made me feel like Izzy's a bad character. But watching these, I think I actually really liked her in both of these episodes.
Yeah, she didn't really do anything.
No, I didn't think she did anything.
I was thinking about that the other day in bed. Don't know why. I was thinking about the podcast, but I was like, Izzy used to be like one of my favorite characters. And this podcast has made me feel differently. So sometimes I want to try to switch my mindset into,
I wonder if it's just because we like tear it apart so probably. Deeply.
Yeah, or, like, it's a lot easier to pick on things that are annoying.
Yeah.
Even with Derek.
Yeah, I fucking hate Derek.
Right.
But like I never did until this podcast. We are destroying my favorite
died.
TV show.
Yeah, I know, we really are.
I was watching with my roommates, and they like don't watch Grey's Anatomy. They've maybe seen it a few times, but they were like, this Derek guy sucks.
Okay, so maybe we're right.
Yeah.
I think that's true. I think he's not good.
Yeah. Good.
Can I get your guys' take? So we all like Callie in Arizona. But yes. I thought it was really weird how, like, the previous two episodes ago, Arizona walks on in her in the bathroom, makes out with her, tells her she'll be waiting when she's ready.
Yeah.
And then the next time Callie sees her, asks her on a date, and Arizona's like, sorry, I'm with my date. Like, what the? And, like, you're too new at this lesbian thing. Like, I thought that was very hypocritical.
Yeah. I don't know what this is like, but I can imagine, like, what Arizona is saying is, like, you're exploring all of this and, like, for the first time, and that's great and awesome. I don't want to teach you. Similar storyline to kind of what was going on in the newest episode.
Right, right. Because she says, I'm around infants all day.
Yeah.
I think it's a fair, like, I have dated people before who, like, weren't out yet.
Yeah.
And it is like, it is kind of a lot to have to, you have to be really patient and like understanding of it. And so I can understand why Arizona wouldn't want to do that. But I also like don't like the way that she said it to Callie.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was very condescending.
It was like, yay for you, good job, but like I am better and I have other shit to do. I don't want to deal with
it. Didn't leave a lot of room for like for Callie. It was like, you will never not be in this infant baby lesbian. So that's a good explanation though. That
exclamation.
Also, the date that she was with looked like she was like 18.
I wrote that too. I was shocked, but I really liked Callie at the end when she came in there and was like,
oh, and told
that was really good.
Told Arizona off.
I love Callie.
I love her.
Callie.
She like takes a sip of that whiskey and sets it on the bar and walks away.
Oh like, my gosh!
Makes me want to do it right now.
Callie had the best faces too throughout both of these episodes. Like, there's a lot of scenes where she's just reacting to what's going on, and it's great.
Yeah, I really like Callie.
Me too. And the praying thing.
Yeah,
when she was praying about Arizona, like, that's what I would pray about, I think. It's just boy problems.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like she's got some good moments in these. She's overcome all of her like past shit. Also, I love, yeah, because that's when she has the comeback that she's like, I'm not like it, like she's like, do you know what I've been through? I've been married. Yeah. I've been this. Like, yeah. I thought that was great. She can. So she stood up. That's stood good. Tall. Callie Torres.
Stand tall.
Good job,
stand tall.
Good job.
Well, saying she stood tall.
She did.
Okay. Finally, can we talk about this fucking fight?
Let me make sure I don't have anything.
We can always go back to straight outs. I'm just so.
Oh, should
appalled.
We talk about Lexi and Mark?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's like leading into it.
So yeah, sweet Mark. Picks the worst moment of all.
No.
Derek was just called a murderer.
Yeah.
Which I couldn't, like, I mean, first of all, Mark didn't, like, lead up into it either. He just kind of, like, said it. But I just, I did not see this coming. I forgot about this scene. And so when Mark just, or sorry, Derek looks at him with that face.
Yeah.
I was like, run.
It was great. I wrote John's note to this was, so that whole scene happened. And then John just went, wow, that was unprofessional. It was very unprofessional.
I started to write what happened. I was like, Derek punches Mark in the face 2 times. And I go, OMG, they're going to kill each other. Like,
yeah, they boom, boom.
That so close to the railing, top. Too.
Oh, yes.
I know. Oh, it was. So, and then when scared. Chief and Bailey look out the Chief's office, yeah. And Chief's like, what is going on? Like, runs out there.
I mean,
Meredith runs in and she has her hands in her pockets while she's running.
She's protecting those hands.
Yeah.
I thought in that moment, Addison looked so happy she wasn't dating either of them. Like,
oh, yeah.
Who is it? Who says that to her? When it's like, they're not yours. You don't have to go claim them.
Yeah.
Like, my worst nightmare would be having to go claim Mark, who is in the darkest and twistiest place of all right now.
Mark?
Like, sorry, Derek. You don't fucking punch your friend. Like, would you even think it was about the Lexi thing? I don't even think it was. I feel it's just the first person that
the first person to say anything to him.
Yeah.
And also I agree. And just like the fact that Addison's there right now is probably bringing up a lot of what happened between Addison and Mark.
Yes, that's true.
Well, and I think, maybe. Well, but Derek had specifically asked Mark not to sleep with Lexi.
Yes.
And then, yikes.
Yeah, and then he did, and then he came and he was like, yo, this is what's up. I'm gonna do what I want.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, yeah, Mark, right. You always do what you want.
He doesn't ask, he just says, and I'm going to keep, like, yeah. It's so cute to
I'm
think
gonna
of
fuck your wife.
Of and his, yeah. His mindset is like thinking of sweet little Lexi and like wanting to like not be a secret for her, and like he just gets destroyed.
Yeah.
Love again that Callie is the one like fixing his hand or like looking at it. Mm-hmm. And that sweet moment when he says to Lexi, like, it was worth it. Like, oh, that's why they're the best.
I wanted to die. Every time Mark and Lexi were on the screen, I just wrote down, oh my God, I'm so single. I wish someone would love me like Mark.
Oh, the best. I was just going to say, I think beat up Mark might be the hottest version of Mark.
Yeah.
Too. Like, just professed his love and is all bloody and shit.
Yeah.
And he like freaking doesn't care that he's all bloody.
Yeah. Broken penis, broken hands, just broken heart.
Lexi just breaking all the things on him.
I know. What do you guys think of Meredith just feeding Derek tequila?
I think that was whiskey.
Oh, was it? No, I think it was tequila.
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was Derek is not a tequila drinker.
But it said he's it. I swear I looked. I like made a point to read it.
You might be right. But I just feel like Derek is like a bourbon or
yeah,
like
I feel
drinker.
That too. But I, yeah, anyways.
It was a lot. It was like, oh,
a,
shit.
And a we're lot doing, of alcohol.
We're doing another. And yeah. We're doing another.
Yeah.
But I mean, he also probably like broke his fucking nose. So,
dude, their hands would hurt so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to find.
I've never punched anyone, but I can imagine your hand hurts.
Me neither. How do you even do it? Like,
I don't. You put your body into it.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I think I do a bad job.
Someone, I do know someone that has punched someone, and they have told me that it is the most painful. Like, especially punching a face.
Oh shoot! Really?
Like, because like it's a heart. I mean, you're punching a skull.
Yeah.
Like punching someone.
Who's punched?
I'll tell you.
After. I don't like it.
I don't like this. It was actually Abby.
So now we have to go through all these episodes coming up with like him
there's
being,
not that many.
But he throws his ring, her ring, or what, yeah. Into the woods.
Go home, Meredith.
But wait, so they're not engaged? Or is it the ring he's going to propose?
Mm-hmm. Right, he hasn't done it yet.
So it's his fucking mom's ring that his dead dad gave her. Why would you do that?
Well, we're just going to have to talk about it on the next episode, aren't we?
Stay tuned.
Do we have any stray notes?
Hmm.
Oh, Wheelie. Arizona has her little Heely.
Yes, I was waiting all these episodes for her to come on. And the minute that I saw those shoes, I screamed out loud. So happy. I love her.
Yeah. Lexi telling Mark that she said, "I'm dating Anne Frank because he's in the attic." Yeah.
That's a good line. That's a good line.
I like that. I don't know why I wrote this. Do you think if you were a surgeon and you had to operate on someone who is really hot that you would be stressed out?
Probably.
I think, who are you referring to?
I don't know. I don't know why I wrote this.
But like, I mean,
I think talking
afterwards, but like during the surgery, they can't.
Right. I think during it, I'd be fine. But if I like to just even meet with them beforehand, it'd be a little.
You're
like,
very beautiful.
Yeah.
I can't wait
to take your appendix out. I also wrote that Dr. Campbell's scrub cap looked like a shower cap.
Oh, I missed that.
Did you notice that? Like, it was like a pull-on instead of a tie. Mm-hmm.
Maybe she wanted to mess up her hair.
I don't know.
I thought it was sad how
she went. Like, I get it, but I feel like Christina just likes to bring out the old people.
With Mr. Feeney, too.
I know. I hate it.
Later on. But then they become
Mr. Feeney.
It's not his real name.
Okay, I think there are notes in... Theme, oh, go ahead. Sorry about that.
I just have one more. It was like, just about the episodes in general, but I realized when I was watching this that I cannot handle seeing blood. Like, when that guy was coughing up blood, I don't know how I lasted 15 seasons watching this, because every time something even remotely like gross happens, I can't watch.
You should not watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, I need to watch that.
It's pure. It's just like watching blood.
Yeah. I've actually seen the first season.
And sex scenes.
Yeah. The sex tones down, but the blood does not. I just watched episode that night and it was like, blah, 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 like someone choking on their own.
Yeah.
That was my sound effect. It was pretty bad.
Do you ever like imagine that there are alternate universes where like something's a little bit different than the way your life is?
What do you mean? Expand.
Like, okay. So there's another, like, in my mind, there's an alternate universe where I am not afraid of blood and I don't watch Grey's Anatomy and instead I am a surgeon.
Oh.
But instead I'm living in this life where I am afraid of blood, so I can watch Grey's Anatomy instead of being a real surgeon.
Maybe that's why Brie and I feel like we should be on Broadway. Maybe that's why.
Yes, in an alternate universe, you
that's
could
what
be
we're
on
doing.
Broadway.
Yeah, it's like that Black Mirror episode where you have to choose the different paths type thing.
Oh, I didn't do that yet because I can't find a device. I have to do it on my phone, and I don't want to.
It's like very similar.
Bandersnatch.
To that.
Bandersnatch.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I've never thought about that, but now that's probably going to go deep into my psyche and I'm going to start like...
I'm so sorry. Like, every time you make a decision, there's like one world where you make one and one world where you make one.
Well, isn't that what like Einstein was talking about? Like multiple universes and like...
I don't know.
That's some serious math that I don't understand. But like there's technically like other versions of ourselves doing the things that we like didn't...
That's cool.
I like it.
I wish I was in it. Well, I like this one. I like this.
Yeah, I like this one too. I think I'm happy. I feel like a mess some of the time, but I think that's okay.
I think that's also like number one. I think that's being 21, but also I think that's being in your like. I think that's being in your 20s. Actually,
yeah, it's like your second adolescence.
Yeah, so you have
9 more years. I'm turning 30 next in like a week, and I still feel literally a mess. So
yeah, I'm 28 and I have no idea what I'm doing with my life.
Yeah. So enjoy it because now there's less, like it's okay that you are a mess because you're in college.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Enjoy that.
Yeah. Because then once you're like 28 and you're still like questioning, you're like, I don't know what I'm going to be when I grow up. And people are like, you're 28.
You are grown up.
And I'm like, oh, right. I was talking to a friend about this the other day. I was like, God, it really sucks that like, I'm almost 30 and I like, it's like that boof on the Taylor Swift song, I'm 32. I was like, I have wrinkles, but I also have adult acne. Like I have like, this really sucks really bad.
Yeah.
But that seems exciting too, to like have like a new
adult acne.
No, not adult acne.
To have hormonal adult acne. Yeah, it's really fun.
No, like the same way that like going into your 20s is like an exciting time, like going into your 30s is probably also the
Thank
same
thing. Thank you for
thing.
Saying
like,
it's that.
don't be afraid. Like, it's a new time.
Yeah.
I know. It's like a good start over.
And you know what? In the end, we all just fucking die.
What will suck is like turning...
Oh my God.
What will suck is like entering my late 30s.
Yeah. That will be rough.
No offense to any of you that are in your late 30s. I just...
I don't know. I think I'm going to peak in my 60s.
That's I think I've already peaked.
No, there's no way you have.
No.
I think I peaked my sophomore year of high school.
Why?
Were you a lead in a school
yeah,
play?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, I was in Legally Blonde.
Brie was the lead in hers senior year, so.
Yeah, and I peaked then as well.
Maybe the trick is just being in more plays and being leads.
We should have tried out for Shrek the Musical.
Oh my God, we should have. It's playing near us.
Let's play our own Shrek.
For real though, like I keep trying to find ways to do the things that I loved in high school. Like Brie and I this Sunday are going to a musical theater dance class.
Yes, we are.
Because yes. Are I'm you
like
really?
Yeah, doing a little walk-in.
When I emailed the studio to ask about it, they were like, age range is between 18 and 60. And I was like, perfect.
That's what we're looking for.
I'm in the middle of that. So
that'll be fun.
Cool. Okay, notes and trivia are boring. I'm just going to warn you guys. The first one, the episode title originated from the song Before and After, sung by Rush. 15.7 million viewers. It's the second part of the Grey's Anatomy Private Practice crossover. The first part... Oh, it's in Private Practice. So if we'd watched... The episode of Private Practice, it has Grace characters in it. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. Because, yeah, doesn't Dare go to...
No.
No, okay. Sadie's last appearance. And the last one, episode song title originated from An Honest Mistake by The Bravery, 15.39 million viewers, and it concludes the crossover.
Those are really dumb.
Yeah, that's
it. That was deep.
I'll give you guys a little bit before we choose MVP and stuff. Next week... We will be talking about, it's two, right? Episodes 16 and 17. An Honest Mistake, which is...
17 and 18.
Thank you. 17 and 18.
Patient X.
Yep. So basically, Derek is still like going through things. and...
Izzy works with the interns.
Oh, you already wrote this down.
No. I haven't done... No, you keep looking. I mean, Izzy works with the interns... Miranda's pissed at Chief. Good.
The OR board is a mess and Chief is falling apart without Derek.
Oh,
that's what it says about episode 17.
And so I think episode 18 is where people go and visit Derek and try and get him to come back to the hospital.
And Sloan performs an extremely rare facial transplant. Is that terrifying one where we see...
No, we already saw that.
Oh, I still have nightmares about it.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So there's that.
There's that. Okay, MVP. This is hard.
Oh, and who do you want to nominate?
Yeah, we each get to nominate someone.
I would like to nominate... This isn't like a big... I would like to nominate Callie.
Okay.
I thought she was solid. Like, she didn't do anything wrong. She was really solid with Addison in the... first episode, and then she was solid with the Arizona stuff in the second episode, and the Mark thing. I thought she was cool. She didn't bother me.
Perfect. Brie, who do you want to nominate?
I want to nominate Mark for finally like doing what was right and telling people that he was with Lexi and listening to her and hearing her and taking a punch for her.
Yep. I like that. Mine is between Addison and Meredith. I'm going to go with Meredith because of her, like, saying that she wants to be here now and how she handles, like, Derek's fallout. Like, she's there for him immediately. And I feel like the roles have sort of reversed. I don't know why else I chose her.
No, I think...
Oh, and she tells the husband what happened to Jen because Derek can't even say it.
Oh, yeah. I did like that.
These are all good people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are. Ooh.
We have to...
What do we do? What do we do?
Only one can be the MVP.
I feel like I would be okay with Mark winning.
I'd be okay with that. Yeah.
So are we choosing Mark?
I guess we're choosing Mark. I won! You won!
Now you've convinced me of something.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's a great way to round it out. I have one random other note that I thought was funny. When Christina and Meredith are talking about how they don't even know, like, or whatever... Meredith says to says to Christina, you should ask Owen if he plays the guitar.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
they walk away from each other. I just thought that was funny.
Oh, yeah, because Derek played the guitar.
Yeah.
So he is a musician, Bree.
Okay. All right. Guess he is. Now we get to rate it. Okay. Owen, you get to rate it first. Yes. 1 to 10 scalpels. Just rate it as one episode.
Oh, man. 6.5.
Oh. Oh. That's, I feel like, very low, and you just...
Is that low?
I don't know. You threw that out there very quickly.
That's okay. Stick with your gut.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. I didn't like the crossover.
Oh, yeah,
stuff.
See?
Oh, yeah.
And Brie and I have watched Private Practice.
Yeah.
So that's
why it was lower for me. I liked a lot of other stuff, but like Owen and Chief were so annoying.
Were you pissed when you signed up for this one, and you were like, shit, it's the crossover?
No, I didn't realize it until I started watching it. I was like, what's going on? I'm more mad about the fact that I missed ghost sex.
Ghost sex? Is there anything you want to say about ghost sex?
Yeah, take the next 30 seconds.
Oh, yes. My next hot take. I really like that storyline.
Perfect.
That's
anything
it.
Else? Oh, okay.
Okay, cool. Perfect. I'm going to rate it an 8.
Oh.
The husband of the wife. Rob Harmon or Jed. Yeah. Like, his scene got me GGBs when he was sad. And the fight was very exciting to me.
Yeah.
Come some cute Mark Lexi moments, and I love Addison.
Yeah. I'm gonna rate it like an 8 as well.
Perfect.
I really liked this storyline, and I'm happy that we're getting to the point where we're finally fucking figuring out what's going on with Izzy.
Yes.
So I feel like that storyline, we've been building to this for a really long time, and so I'm happy we're getting there. Okay, now our favorite part of the podcast, Owen.
Oh,
you,
yes.
This is my favorite part as well.
This is the time where you get to talk about whatever you want. Like, what are you into these days? What are you listening to? What are you watching? Who do you love to be around?
Who do I love to be around? Ooh, man.
Don't
okay.
I don't know. That's not what I meant.
Okay. My thing, like yours, is like Harry Potter and Grey's Anatomy. My thing is Survivor.
Oh.
Which is like still on. It's on season 38 right now. A new season
38?
Started a couple. Yes. It's crazy how long.
How is that not the longest running show?
Well, it probably
because is. Because it's not like, I mean, every season is only like 14 episodes. And it's also like not a prime time. I mean, it is, but it's like a reality show.
Oh, right.
Would you be on it?
Okay, I can't swim. So,
okay, so that'd be
probably not, but I would do Big Brother.
Okay. That? Oh, that's where they all live in a house.
They're
together.
In the house, and then they vote each other out of the house. Like, I could do that because all I would have to do is sit around and like, eat, but I couldn't be outside surviving.
Perfect.
So you wouldn't do Naked in the Dark?
No.
Ooh, alone and Afraid.
My thing, as long as I'm very much more into like, wait Naked Brie in the Dark.
And then he said alone, and
I'm gonna pee my pants. Wait, those are subconscious. Naked in the dark, you're alone and afraid.
Oh my god, so she's naked and afraid. What show would you rather watch, Alone and Afraid or Naked in the Dark?
Well, probably Naked in the Dark.
Yeah, it's just a black screen, and you just hear them talking about how they're naked.
Brie, that has to be the title of this episode.
Yeah.
Naked in the Dark. Sorry to interrupt your time to tell us stuff.
Mm. Well, if you are ever in need of a bonus episode...
Yes, in fact, we are. It is
there's
March.
There's this thing online where you can, like, do Hunger Games, but like put your own people into it. And I always thought it would be fun to put like a bunch of Grey's Anatomy characters into it, and like you just run it and it tells you like what happens every day and like who kills who and like how the whole thing
goes.
What's
it called?
It's called Brant Steele, BRANTSTEELE. They have a whole bunch of them. Like you can do like Survivor games and put characters in it and stuff like that. But yeah. You can do Grey's Anatomy, Hunger Games. You can put
Brie and Abby.
You can put yourselves in it.
And then put all of our co-hosts in it.
Yes, yeah. See who survives.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Think what else I've been into. I still listen to the Mean Girls album like every day.
Oh, so good. Today I listened to the song I See Stars, which used to not be my favorite, and it made me cry.
Which one's your favorite?
Are You Afraid and Alone?
I really like World Burn.
Yeah, that one's good. That one's
I really get really
good.
Have angry.
You, did you see it when
yes,
you went?
Yes, with the OG cast, except
yes.
Kyle Salig wasn't playing Aaron. It was
really?
The guy who's black. I can't think of his name. He's an understudy. He was great, though. But yeah, did you know him and Erica Henne, whatever her last name is, are dating in real life?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, so in Mean Girls, yeah. Katie and Aaron are dating in real life.
Oh, awesome. That's
freaking cute. He's super hot, the guy that plays him.
He's really hot. I got a picture with him when I went there, and he looked at it, and he was like, why do I look like an idiot? I was like...
Wait, you saw it too?
Yes.
When did you go?
I went a while. It was like in April.
Okay.
So like wait, almost a year ago.
When was I there? I no, winter, November or something.
Yeah, I went... It might have still been like workshops when I went and not...
Wow.
I don't
That's
remember.
Exciting.
Damien is so good. Like great.
He is. And I love that Janice. She's really good in Heathers too.
Like I just listened to that today for the first time because it like went to that next on Spotify. Oh, anyways, such a good soundtrack. Perfect. Well, we've been waiting to have you on for such a long time.
Yes, it was lots of fun.
There's going to be so much break music in between.
Sorry for all the technical difficulties. Thanks for like
sticking through it.
Yeah. And you get to call time of death.
See, I'm in a different time zone. Should I do it in my time zone?
Yeah, do it in yours.
No.
Wait, how do I do the numbers? Okay, I think I'm so stressed. What do I say?
Time of death.
time of death. 14:33.
Yes. Beep.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.